It's been a big week for music on television. Both NBC and Fox announced more singing shows for the fall. Last night, American Idol announced its two finalists. And the newest singing competition, The Voice, has broken out as a hit. Well, commentator Eric Deggans says there may be a lot of music on TV, but the shows are not the same.
People love watching musicians create melody from nothing. It's like a magic trick, watching great singers excel at something that most of us already think we can do, at least a little bit. And if you're a reality TV snob, maybe you think one hyped-up singing competition is just like any other. But from the start, NBC's The Voice seems built as an answer to complaints about American Idol. And now they've emerged as mirror images of each other. One of the biggest knocks on Idol is that great singers lose if they don't have generic popularity. Even the show's judges lamented the early departure of one of Idol's best singers this year, the charisma-challenged Pia Toscano.
I have no idea what just happened here. I'm shocked.
Dude,
we are all sad to be standing here right now.
NBC tossed all that away. At the beginning of The Voice, judges face away from prospective singers.
I turn around and you look nothing like I expected you.
Another factor at play is youth. Idol last night crowned Scotty McCreery and Lauren Elena as finalists, two teenagers whose combined ages are about half that of Judge Steven Tyler. This ensures next week's winner will be untested and inexperienced no matter who takes the crown. But The Voice has standout rocker Beverly McClellan.
And at 41 years old, this could be her last shot.
And grizzled soul crooner Nakia is 36.
Well, I'm sorry, can't afford a Ferrari.
Gay belter Nakia is front and center in their commercials, alongside bald, aging lesbian rocker McClellan. On Idol, the only time gay contestants talk about their sexuality is after they've left. Yes, Adam and Clay, I'm talking about you. Still, the most important component for each program is the judging. And on Idol, these days, the new judges are mostly using the show to reignite their own careers.
And congratulations to Steven Tyler, but soon to be a best-selling author.
The Voice offers real working musicians as judges.
I think you swayed so gracefully over the track. Your breath control and your clarity.
These pros are pop stars of the moment. From country star Blake Shelton and pop diva Christina Aguilera to Maroon 5 lead vocalist Adam Levine and eccentric R&B singer CeeLo Green.
So Blake, tell me then, why should I choose you over CeeLo?
Because he dresses like a peacock.
Their easy banter feels like hanging backstage with the coolest musicians on the planet.
I do happen to have a few famous friends, and Pink is one of them, and
Let me get that name for you. Drop it. Let me get that name for you.
And now for the big surprise. Both shows have succeeded. The Voice may be the first time someone has figured out how to echo American Idol while directly answering its flaws. And since imitation is the sincerest form of television, I bet it won't be long before NBC and Fox have plenty of company.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. This is NPR News.